You know what? Whole cake? You know whole cake?
Whole cakes are usually biscuits.
Those are
like cooked inside oven. Inside the oven.
Okay.
It's whole cake is usually dough that's left over from making biscuits, and it's just spread flat on in a pan and put in the oven to bake.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's very interesting. Okay, good. Let me see. What about, bread, did you ever hear maybe they did this when you were young, if you had a fire, they would sometimes take some dough like that and wrap it up and put it right in the fire?
Yeah, we did.
No? Okay. Let me see. The kind of bread you make at home, you call that?
Homemade bread.
Homemade bread. Okay, and then the kind you buy in the store, that's?
Store-bought.
Store-bought, okay. Then the kind that's round like so with a hole in the center.
A donut?
Okay. What if the sticky stuff they pour over the top of a donut?
It's a glaze.
Okay. And the, let me see. What about other things like that, like donuts, the sweet things like that? What are some of those?
Sweet rolls.
Sweet rolls. Do you ever call them anything else, or different kinds of things like that?
Yeah. Let's see, you got crescents or sweet rolls. I don't know, cookies. They're sweet, but they aren't rolls.
Okay.
Tarts.
Tarts. Okay. What about if the stuff you use to make them rise?
Yeast.
Okay. Sometimes you make up a batter in the morning, and fry it on a griddle or something like that, and then serve
pancakes.
Okay. If you were talking about the weight of flour, okay, you might say you went to the store and you bought 5 pounds. Okay. And the inside part of an egg, you call that a
yolk.
And the color of that is
yellow. that's my worst word.
Why?
Usually I say yellow.
You do? Normally you say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sometimes I say, if I could catch myself, I'll say yellow. But if I don't, I say yellow.
Okay. That's
this lady back here teases me about it all the time.
That's an interesting point. I wanted to ask you about that anyway. Do you think that since you've moved in from the country, do you think that your speech, or that you've consciously tried to change the way you talk in important ways?
I guess, yeah, I think so.
How would you characterize? Could you say what some?
Well, when you're growing up, you automatically, when you hear a word pronounced, usually that's the way you say it.
Yeah.
And when your mother and father, you know, you just always usually say what they say.
Uh-huh.
And then when you start going to school and listen to more educated people, then usually you pick up their speech.
Different ways, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, how come for something like that, what would be the main reason why you would change moving into the city here? Because of the people you work with and so on, to communicate with them and so on?
Well, the reason I changed was when I got married. My husband wanted to live in town, so you usually do what your husband wants you to, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I always try to.
Uh-huh.
But if it was left to me, I'd be back out in the country. Because I love it out there.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
Georgia's really got some nice countryside, I'll tell you.
My dad has quite a few acres, and I don't know, we don't have any. I mean, like where I live, it's real close next door.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk outside, the people in the house next door can see you.
Mm-hmm.
And out the country, you don't have to worry about it. You could go out where you're